see Rosh Hashanah come down Thursday, then Erev Shabbos Kodesh, and afterwards you have Shabbos Kodesh. So you're doing Klai Yisrael, the Sukkot Erev Shabbos Shiva. The person has to appear before Yom Kippur to cook on Yom Kippur to serve Shabbos. First point is, there is no difference in whether it's Thursday, Friday, and then Shabbos, or the person has to do Friday and then comes on Shabbos. It's a lot of the same exact thing you all collect. This can get Erev Shabbos. Thursday, Friday, and then Shabbos, and it'll be the same exactly next year. I mean, there's a lot of Erev Tashilim to get the air control this year and next year, Rosh Hashanah. That means also comes out for people who obey Chuslaret, for people who live in Chuslaret, the lot will be negated. Sukkot will be the same thing. Rather than being the first day Sukkot and the last day Sukkot, rather than being 3 days also, first day Thursday, Friday, then Shabbos, the last day will be Sukkot Tarim. Before that's New Year's Eretz, and afterwards will be Shabbos. That means again, the day puts for it. Now, the loch of the Erev Tashilim is 3 times this year, and again, 3 times next year. The loch of the Simen of Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tavkum, it's called Zayin. It's the whole entire Simen. It's very glad you can learn it well, again, this year and next year. If you want, in the same for Erev Tashilim Aruch, there's over 800 pages going through by Rishon the Sugyo. So, Shabbos, keep it more bekitzer and more the practical aspect over here. The first idiom is what is the issue that we're coming to matter? The Kovitz idiom is more of Sakhum, Dachna Vov, Mobbing down. And let's say some person cooks from Yonkip to Kol, the cook from Yonkip to a regular weekday, what's the halacha? The Chizda comes along and says, Loika, they get Malkus. Rabbi says, Ain't a Loika, you cannot get Malkus. What's Malkus? He comes along and Rabbi says, the reason why you don't get Malkus is the Sigil Poyal. How many sins? Poyal, Mikle, Archim, Kodilay, let's say Archim came. You probably chill with, let's say, on Thursday morning, if Archim came, would have been ready, so you don't give it to them. The reason why every time you go from a regular yom, you may call, the reason why is water, instead of sugya, I'm a higher. He says, the rabbi of Christo, Bishlai, according to me. Everyone knows Erev Tashilim is a case of Dirabonim. Therefore, there's no Dirabonim cooking from yom, you may call, instead of sugya, Pahil. So Erev Tashilim, you might have one Dirabonim, because it's Dirabonim, matter Dirabonim. But you are Chizit says, like, you have Malkus from that Torah. How in the world the Erev Tashilim will come along to matter a Din Torah? Says our Chizit, why? Midereisa, Tzorcha Shabbos, Nasim B'Yontif. Midereisa, Tzorcha Shabbos, it makes it like Din of Yontif. And therefore, the only reason why it's also like zero. And therefore, one is Erev Tashilim to Heker. We are Dover. Come along with Machalik Shilim Rashi, places what the side of the beer is. Rashi says, the Rav Chizit agrees, Erech Nami B'Yontif. You may call is the Raisa. The Yontif from Shabbos, that's the Rabbanan. When you cook from Yontif from a regular Monday, which is Yontif, to Tuesday, which is the Nehal, that's the Raisa. Mashiach, unless you go from Friday, which is Yontif, to Shabbos, which is also Shabbos, that's the case of the Rabbanan. Rashi explains why, because Shabbos, Yontif is Chodesh Kedusha, and therefore it's as if you're cooking for that day in and of itself, that's what you need. The Yotish says, Zechon together, but Ochel Nefesh, if you're not cooking on Friday for Shabbos, you're starving from Shabbos. If the reason why a lot of people are not before Shabbos instead of Sugim Oichel Nefesh. Then it comes out that he says this like a Machlekes between Rabbah and Rechizah, what is the Issa, what are coming to matter? Number one is Machlekes from Shabbos, from Yom Tov to Mechol. Rather, it's Mutter, Minatara, if only the Rabbah would have a Sugim Pile of the sins of Arachim. Rechizah says, no, Minatara is also like him. The second Machlekes to lead to is what about Yom Tov to Shabbos? According to Rabbah, it's a replicate of Rabbah, Erev Tashilim is matter. According to Erev Chizit, there's no Isra at all, only the fact that Shabbai, therefore Erev Tashilim is a Sukkot Beheker. Hala Maestro Ripaskin, Machlok of Chizda, first Rabba, is a Maestro, a case of a Deraisa, generally may call an act. Machlok among the Rishayim, the way how the Rabba Paskin, Machlok of Chizda, of essence, you may call, be a case of Deraisa, Ben Ephraim, the Balamor. At the Rishayim, those Paskin Rabba, we have a Sura, the Sukkot Poyol, since Erev Mikam, that's the Rir, Rosh, Ramba, the Ban, the Rabba, Oy, a shock among the trend, but exactly out of Paschal. What does Nafkamino, if we go to the Svar of Hayo, like Rabbo, if we go to the Svar of Chizdo, in the case that from Yom to the Shabbos, no, it's at all. So either way, for the Rabbonim. This place was a basic Nafkamino, Nafkamino local Maiso. If we go, you can share that.
Again, we have two plates over here of Chizra and Rabba, the reason why that there's a head over here, we start cooking Minat Torah from the case of the Yom Tov Shabbos. It's either Mitzvah the Sugar of Rabba, Mitzvah the Sugar of Oil, because Oil is my time. Mitzvah the Sugar of Chizah, that from Yom Tov Shabbos, the Mitzvah can be more served with the Kedusha of Oil for Nefesh. What's not? I mean, come on, place is a basic not for me, no? Let's say in the case where it's not very Orchim, let me, for example, right before Shabbos, you put up your stones. Right before Shabbos, Orchim came, you take your stones home, give them, Mitzvah can give them. According to Rabba, the case of the rice, you won't have this head over here. According to Chizda, from Yontif to Shabbos, we won't do it, only if you can't do it upon them. Therefore, it comes out. According to Chizda, Erev Tov Shilu will help. According to Rabba, Erev Tov Shilu Maisa will not help. Therefore, the law is, when you did the Erev Tov Shilu already, you went to put off your children, you went to put off your roast, your meat on Friday for the Tov Shabbos, according to this Mahalak, if you go to the we passed it like Rabba, the law is, put it early up in the morning enough to cook Chetzi Bishuli. Well, the Kolofak is Shlish Bishuli. You put off right before Shabbos, according to the Abba, even Issa the Reisa, live among our world, the kids in the High Autumn, they come on the path, they're local nicely, you cannot put off some of the Shabbos. You have to put off enough time that's ready to be eaten before Shabbos, which is the same call of Urchim, Chosh Barabba Shita. The Gamma Tunnel, the Shalmeshiv, and the Urchim Shulchan, and they point out, Maisa, that's not the Minig Oilam, the Minig of the Balance of Batim, the one to do the cooking, the Maisa, they put off right before Shabbos. The Balance of Batim, not seem to be Chosh Barabba Shita, seem to go like a Chosh. The Mishmur, the Mingzid Dan Halach, the Maisa, the Kamlon, the Tet Avada, the Lok is like a Chila, you should put off enough time, the Chulch is ready, the roast is ready on Friday for Urchim. However, he says they make the chiluk between if it's the second day is Yontif on Friday or the first day Yontif is on Friday. If you go the second day Yontif on Friday, it's a case they are born cooking from Yontif to Shabbos. Therefore, b'shatat chak you can be meikul. Masha'ekin, if the first day of Yontif on Friday, you want to cook from Friday to Shabbos, then we is the raisa. Depending on the raisa, the chumra point to wrap up. There is lashon's efshir b'shatat chak, maybe it can be meikul. I see that the Shmir Shabbos declares what's 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Is that the same thing like 2 days Yom Tov? Because everyone knows 2 days Rosh Hashanah is Chodah, as you might rechta, one long day, maybe they get a veraitza. The mice, the stories, like the other teams, they're circle, circle, the second day Rosh Hashanah is the case of the Rabbanon.
No, you cook then. You can cook from Friday, Shabbos, the second day Rosh Hashanah is on Friday, like this year.
The mice, the other teams, the passion of the story is circle, circle, is the case of the Rabbanon. And therefore, the shat, the chak, the lot is the person who forgot to put up a shulim. Shulton, we might see have to have on Shabbos. They can do some for Shabbos. Even the second day Rosh Hashanah. The Maisa comes out, we have a Kila, a Lekuliyam, a Vadi, put up enough time to go eat it. But yeah, but Shabbos, Hak, Yishim, Yilis, Merch, Lahakul. Now, there are those that point out again, the Minigit Baal Sabbat was to be Slemich, Lahakul. They put up right before Shabbos, and Lekuliyam, according to Rabbos, the case of Dereisim. They come along with, and they point out two interesting Limudes Chos. Why the Maisa should be Mutter should not be a problem. One is the Abinezer, like they tell, he gets involved with first the question in general. Let's say a person puts up food on Shabbos, so cooks on Shabbos, at the end of Shabbos, they get cooked much of Shabbos. Mice is a poolie that was on Shabbos, but nothing happened in Shabbos, get cooked much of Shabbos. Are you even in Sir Bishop? My colleague, you don't know, the Imam Khabib, the Yavis, the Mishasha, even in Sir Aisha. I tell Shaitan, the Lachakanis, the Pimagodim, the Mikhlishkinik, they say, Mice is smutter. The pool of cooking was not done on Shabbos. Based on this, come on the Abinazin and says, let's make him a mono shop over here. First, to put off the chulin right before Shabbos. On Yom Tov. If it got cooked in Shlish Bishulay, Chetzi Bishulay, it's right for Archim. If it did not get cooked in Chetzi Bishulay, when it get cooked? On Shabbos. So you put up a chulin on Friday for Shabbos, it happened after Shabbos at the Egg Lake Town. After Yom Tov it happened. So it's not Yom Tov, you're not Chayim. It's not Shabbos, when you put up, you put on Yom Tov, you're not Chayim. She's not chayv either way. Mother shop. It's cooked chetzi b'shuloi. It's right to meet him orchim. It's not cooked. And we tell sheet is if you put up on Shabbos and it gets cooked much of Shabbos, there's no malacha happened over here. So the same thing. You put up on Yom Tov, cooked on Shabbos. Where's the malacha? Shabbos, no iser. Yom Tov, no iser. Your mom, shalom aleichem. That's his avono to understand why the Baal Shabbat will make him. Second interesting story from a Zalman come along and says, the person told from a Zalman, he wants to make a machon shul, give a clap on the bivo. I come along and tie the mice, you have to cook, put him up the shul, he goes early to be ready for Urshim on Friday. He says, no. One he says, mice, you take it out, you put on your fire, you put it on an hour before and you chill it won't be ready. But you change the setting, make the fire higher. So if, let's say Urshim really did come, what would you do? Urshim came, what would you do? Make the fire higher. So you made it in a low flame. So it is Royal Urshim. Or do you make higher fire? That's Aleph. Elma, you tell me maybe you crack back, even you put on the highest, we're not cooking after an hour. So what do? He said, you'll take it off, you put to a Slidowitz. It is right. The only time the place came, the place was saying was not right, it was no way, any open, you put up a minute before Shabbos, no way for it to be right, you can't get any fire, no way to hire the settings. But the Nostra put up a half hour, an hour before, and he said, Echanami, it is right for Archim. What would you do if Archim Amish came? You make a higher flame, you switch the flame to someplace else. Then he said, so this is a local mice that's not to be stomach upon, and therefore he said, not make him a fun shul, I'll leave the Nostra as it. But these are two limudas, close and wide to meet the Mamok Mishtak, Mamok Mimekel. Again, I've had a practice, a local Mamekel. The correct thing about this you're going to do is tell your wife when she puts the road, for shulings, or anything she's putting off, it should be worried for Archim before Abbas, Chetzi for Shuloy, the Paul of Pavis, Shlish for Shuloy. Now, the second thing is, that's inside the Sugya of Mamok Sokhim, the second Sugya of Mamekel, how in the world is the Erev Tavshilim working? What's the Svar of the Erev Tavshilim? The Gemara in Bayer, begin the second parak, the Mishnah brings down. They do a partial Erev Yontif to be stomach upon it for Shabbos. Does the Gemara Menor Hani Mili? How do we know this? I think I'm Sokim. Rashi explains the Vada is not Minatoyo. The law is that it can be an individual. So, man, a smachtav alma, with the smachtav that we have Erev Tashulam Minatoyo. Come on, Shmuel says, Nochla is Yerim Shabbos Makadashoy. You have to remember Shabbos. What does that mean? Machlag is Rova and Ravashi. Rava says, give a money off the Shabbos, make sure you choose a money off for Shabbos and money off for Yom. The way that sounds like, what's the Shana Rav, the Olam like thing over, Rava saying is it isn't Shabbos. Make sure you nice money without Shabbos. Rav Ashi says over, the reason is, because if you tell your person you cannot cook from Yom for Shabbos, Shavachim the teacher you should not cook from Yom Tov Kimeichol. Rav Ashi doesn't say over, it's a Yom Tov to connect the sugi over here. I mean, the Ilum like saying over, what is the Sugi Erev Tashilim, who is the Mitzad, Shabbos and Mitzad Yontif? They point out, sounds like Machlok is Rav on Ashi, Pshat, the Pasuk, Zachas Yom Shabbos, the Kanashoy. Rav is saying, Mitzad, make sure you have the Shabbos, to Mechabit Shabbos, it isn't Shabbos. Rav Ashi says over, why? It's make sure it's not in Yontif, to Yimechol, it's a Yontif, to Kisukya. Again, we have one Pasuk, Zachas Yom Shabbos, the Kanashoy. We have a second Pasuk, come on the Gemara, we can tell a Pasuk, the Mishalach, Esesh to Ofu, Ofu, Esesh to Vash, Vishtu, whenever you bake, you should have something baked before, and everything you cook, you have something cooked before, and you can't know what you can only bake when you have something baked, you have something cooked, only cooked, you can't have some cook, come on the Erev Tavshilim. The second Pasuk, Mishalach, Esesh to Ofu, Ofu, might have come down, you see the Gemara very clearly, we have two reasons, and two Pasukim, we have one Pasuk, Zofu, Zofu, Shabbos, the Kaddishoy, we have one positive shift to offer Wafu. We have two reasons, one with that Yontif, one with that Shabbos. Come on, we shamefully discuss what is the nafkamina between the two Pesukim? What's the nafkamina between the two? As far as behind it. Come on, the Baal Itzer, the Rambam, even they point out what's the nafkamina among the Pesukim? It's very simple. You read the Mishnah, the Mishnah says, what is the Erev Tashilim? A Tafshul. A Tafshul. You read the Pesukim, if it's Zachlas Yom Shabbos, a Kaddishoy, a Tafshul is not. The Pasuk Mitzad is Shifta Ofu, Ofu, Shifta Vashlu, Vishlu. It sounds like official is not enough. He needs baking for baking, and then Vishlu for Vishlu. Tell him who Shaina, if you go with the rice, it sounds like he needs number one, something to be cooked, and number two, something that's baked. You need your chal and your matzah, and your egg and your meat. You need two different things over here. So it comes out that there are those ones that have new. It depends which Pasuk is the Iker, or which mouth to go with in the Shabbos Yom Shabbos, like Adeshoi, or Shifta Ofu, Ofu. Israel and all the Rishon Moshe does not base upon the Sukkim. But Maisa, Allah Maisa, the Tzav brings down the base. He says, Eiv is there, Oysim, Oysim, Bepas, Ketavshul, the Kapila, Bada, what's the person going to do? You fold them, Tzai, Pas, Tzai, Tavshul, fold them. But the Evni says, Tavshul is enough. So that's the Maisa, what the Mishnah says. Now, practically, everyone over here does two things. Not much of a Nafkamina, practically. You make your egg, you make your matzo. I'll tell you a basic Nafkamina, it happened to me a couple bunch of years ago. That what happens if one of them disappears? Let's say both disappear, you do not have an Erev Tashilim anymore, you have to be similar to the other world, but other cases. Baruch Shem, I have kids, 1 year, I come there, my kid ate the challah. Gone, ate it, he didn't like the fish. Baruch Hashem. So we had the fish left over, we didn't have the challah. So the question is, what are you going to do in that case? Since the Ikhla Lachla, the weak Pashka, the Ikh is the Tashil, but he ever said, we Tashil, only a fear is the Chatzila to go to, so my fear was gone, my Tashil was left. I have Erev Tashilim. That means even though the Chatzila we make both, but for the evidence that we're just on the Tashil, Baruch Hashem, my kid did not like fish, and he's not dead, now he does. But therefore we had enough to be done with an out, we said, we're going to tell the Sukhi of Erev Tashilim. Well, let's not do the best part of the Sukhi. Now, if you mean the best part of the timing, whether it's a dinner in Yom Kippur or dinner in Shabbos, again, come along the Rosh, it says eventually Nafkamino. People were asking me for the name Chutzlaretz, can I make it after Shilm Rosh Hashanah? Leave it over for the first day Sukkot. Leave it over for the last day Sukkot. One guy who asked me, nice Shani Rishayna, let him do it now through his life. Not very simple. I have it hanging over there. It'll be always a hacker for me. Is that enough? Sorry? It's Roel Achila. If you store it away, you store it away, it won't get ruined. If it's Roel Achila. So the way, really, the Rosh is this question already. The Rosh is, he did not have refrigerated in his day. He discussed a similar case. He discussed he stuck his first day. He wants to know, can make an air freshener for the first day Sukkot and leave it over for the last day Sukkot. It's come on the Rosh. It really says, depends on who's smarter to go with. Go with Rav, let's have a Sukkot of Shabbos. Go with Rav Ashi, let's have a Sukkot of Yontif. If you need to be studying the Zohar, the Yom Shabbos, the Kashi, the Mechabit Shabbos, you want Mechabit Shabbos, you become the first Shabbos, not the second Shabbos, not the rest of the Shabbos. If the Sukkot means not having a Hekka for Yontif, you have the Hekka, it's hanging there, the top of your fish, the rest of your life, having Yontif is there. Come on, Taisus, the Rosh, you want to say the Nachkamina is, whether you have to do it every single Yontif, or the Lach is nice, do it mine, or you can do it one time in your life, and leave it for all Yom Tov. Machlokes, if it's on the covered Shabbos, you need the covered every Shabbos. If it's on the sugya of having a hekka, so if you have the sugya of a hekka beer, the Maitre again, the Machab brings it down, and he says this if he's valid. The Chachilo, a lot of you do it every single Yontif. The Chachilo will not send it with all the Yom Tov, and we do not leave it over. Why? Okay, we have Machlokes. The Choshul Chumra over here, different, we do not leave it over. And Yam, the Meshavua Paschim, the Ikkid, like a Rashi, and according to Chachis, there should be no problem at all. According to Rosh, there should be no problem. Meister, the Meshavua does point out, the Kolboi says, it does not make an Afkamino whether you go to the Sphora of Rav or Rashi. That's the Rosh Hashidah. The Rav wants to say, the Kolboi says, the Meister, the Kolboi wants to say, the Kolboi says, you cannot leave it open one Yontif, no, the Yontif. So Machlokes, is this an Afkamino in the time of. So the devil comes out, once you make it, if I feel like you make an air of Yontif. They do discuss this one with Manenu, what about the night beforehand? The night beforehand, the might be also nickel air of Yontif, the way how they've been up with the Ashby is no problem. Lawyers and Lutzen says, Maisi, you should not do it, and Lutzen says, we shot the class. Well, so Maisi, what's the person do about the Hafilo? You make it every air of Yontif in the morning, that morning. The one is the Erev Tavshilim coming to be matter. What are you allowed to do once you make your Erev Tavshilim? So first, there's certain basic things. The Lashon of Erev Tavshilim is La Huye, La Mashula, La Kune, to cook, bake, to Atmona. That about is still to start your Suda, to go make food for your Suda. That about a person is little together of Erev Tavshilim. Any Tarka Suda, the mice is not a problem. The question is, what about things that are not our Tarka Suda, but not the Lashon of Erev? Example, you want to bring a bottle of wine in one place to another way. So, where there is no Erev, let's say in Flatbush, or other places where there is no Erev, whatever that means. So, in such cases, there is no Erev, it can be stemming on something that's not nipple in Lashon Erev. Machlokes, Mashal says, no, it has to be Lashon Erev. It has a back, says, back was in Mashal's Kaiser. It did not happen in Lashon Erev. The mice is moving down, Mogarom, the Chachilah, Kaiglafare. The Chachilah should say everything, and the Lashon of all. They say the word lafuke. Lafuke means to do a case of itself. Now you look in the earlier Torah, they bring down also a case of shchito, also the same shiloh, and therefore you say the lashon shchito inside the Erev Tavshilim. The reason why ours to do did not bring down the lashon shchito, obviously, is that we don't seem to do shchito on Yontif to cover Shabbos. Therefore, ours to bring down the lashon lafuke to put in, and not the lashon of the shchito, but it should be the same sukkah. The katila is of our what? You can do that if you make. Where do you make Erev Tavshilim? You can do that, yes. That's where Erev Tavshilim will come to matter. So again, it comes out, sorry if there's two to the Maestro, whether it's Lashon or not, but if it's not Lashon, you should tell the Pharisees. Now, this only gets in the Tzarche Sudo. Things for the Sudo. What are things that are not Tzarche Sudo? Example, you want to take your master home Friday from Shabbos. You want to take your master home. Is that not the Tzarche Sudo? You just want to bring it home. I let it go do that or not? The best thing is to record Shaman, Tokkov, Tokkas, the Sugar Erev Tamkumim, the way how the Mogarom and the Mishnah explains, not like the Kivagar. The one time that's not Tarkas Sudo, it's also Erev Tashil would not cover things that are not literally get of Tarkas Sudo. Only Tarkas Sudo, you're more in one place than another. Cooking isn't Tarkas Sudo. Your Masala might not. The question they point out, you learn Hilchos Vita and Simon Cook, Tzadik Test, Sivov, it's brought down over there. So let's say 2 days Rosh Hashanah. And then you have Shabbos. You go into the mikvah Friday night. What do you go to? You have to do chafifa. How do you do chafifa? You heat up water. You wash yourself. The kamotim, the basic storim. You do not use a sponge, obviously. You have to clean yourself well. How do you heat up the wood? Use hot water. Says Ramah, heat it up. You have Erev Tavshilim, no problem. The Bayah points out that great moment there.
After Ashil, Lepura is not helping, not Sarkei Sudo. Washing your body is not different than getting Sarkei Sudo. In other words, your Paul himself saying you've got to wash your body with after Ashil, heat up the water, it's not Sarkei Sudo. The Bana Shukhan over there being down the Kito, the Makhrof and Tavre Tachin Zayin, says this Kumro of the Ramon, the person should be Makhrof and not using Natsar Kersudo, don't even not say the Loshin in the Erev Tashil. Say the Loshin in the Erev Tashil, we say the Loshin official. Even Ramon agrees that the Mice will not be a Bayah, and even not the Tzar Kersudo, he can't be Makhrof. Therefore, in the Gate official, the Lana heat up the water for your Kafiko. Come out according to the Bana Shulchan, coming from Alice and the Kito, also taking a master one place and another, also be mutter, even according to Ramah. He said, Lash Lafuke, Maisa, he gave the case of Hafifa, Ravosa disagrees. Ravosa says, therefore, did not heat up the water. Now, what he goes to is very interesting. There are two articles for him, one in Hilchos Nida, one in Hilchos Yontif, one Rabbi Forrest, one of Simcha Bonim. The way of Simcha Bonim writes, he writes that basically Mekel against Ramah totally, and everything, even that will start to assume the person can't be Mekel. Achalashinim, of course, goes full fakir. Even the loss of the Zutra that you say inside is not listening together of Erev Tashilim, and you cannot go do that. So we have two articles passing two opposite ways, not even in between. As far as you can say, it's like the Bada Shulchan of all prophets, any Zutra they say in between, they'll be listening together of things that even not Sarkhi Asudo. And they just say it is a simple eight and not to get involved with Makhloikis is. So you bring it to their home. I did not start to sue the quota with force to the Bayah. Use it. My son is Indian. Just use the Siddur. Learn from it. It's always been nice and so if you use it, it will not be a problem. The only problem is you do not use it. If you use it, it will not be a problem. So again, with Dan Sigur Erev Tashim, according to Dan Sarkar Sudi, you'll have a Bayah. If it's the case, they have no air. Right now, there's no air. But, again, in the case there is no air, it will be up by you. We're at home then.
If there's an air.
We'll get to the next step. Even if it's no, problem with Dan Sarkar Sudi. Those will be macro. Boston says, again, the Bada Shulchan says yes. Boston says no. The Oscar one, each Oscar one different ways. One says much all cases, one says often all, will be macro all cases. Now this again is discussing Yuchad when you have no air. What happens when you have an air? We're not discussing local air. Now, beer is over. You have things that are not circuit to and not air. Take the three cases of the machine. We're going to discuss this. Number one, washing dishes. Are you washing dishes that you don't do? Yes, you're allowed to. I allowed to do it if you don't miss out a sugi bachon, you're not allowed to. That means there's no more local air. However, if it's not circuit to do, the next day, the instant of a sugi bachon. Look at the ethnic is mutter. Making event. Are you allowed to go do that? Yes, you're allowed to. Is that a chona? You're not allowed to. The loch of your say is the ethnic mutter. Third case of Mishibu, you want to roll the same turf from Yom Kippur to Shabbos. Is it easy to loch to roll? No. You don't even tell a chona, even by Yom tell a sugi of a chona. Some of the places they say, do you even need an Erev Tashilim? Or does the Erev Tashilim help when there is no loch going on, so it's not so efficient? That means if you have an Erev, it's the same question over here. There's no easy for your say. It's only by Yom tell a sugi of a chona, Shimon. So the Mishavu and Simon Shabbos come to Kiva Eger, says the Lachas, you do not even need an Erev Tashilim. Why? They come to the Gemara and Shabbos, that either Shabbos Yodim is equal Kedusha, or Shabbos is more of a Kedusha, and the whole Sigil is a Chono, and the Sigil is still called. How the world is Kefir for Chol, it's called the Cholodik. We're doing it for Shabbos, it's Kaddish. It's either Shabbos or better, it's Kaddish. We're the Zildim preparing for Shabbos, there is no Zildim. Therefore, you do not even need an Erev Tashilim. That's where Moshe in the new volume of Chelik Bob and Archaim Chelik Bob, he come up and said that Ikka Loka, those who go against the Torah, he got the Lutainas. Ikka Loka, you don't even need an Erev Tashilim. Second Zag, Del Rabba, the Glasgow, no, the Mice, the Turk, the Soviet, also be gone. They would say, you need Erev Tashilim, but Erev Tashilim helps. Third thing I point out, you go with their Moshe teaching the Erev Tashilim and think that not Turk is true, though. Erev Tashilim does not help. If the one tiny really depends, washing dishes is a political message. The things like carrying something, or making a bed, or rolling the same tire, those things are not earthful nefesh. Even to make air for film stuff, it will not even help you to give up on the Shabbat. That's the Makar Ram Meister goes. The bigger the place to go, like the first 2 miles, and either you do not need Erev Tashilim, or they say Erev Tashilim helps. Either go like the Mishapiro or Kivagir, and say you don't need one, or that's the Ikir or the Eliyahu Negrah. It will come down that things that are not a Molokha per se, but the situation that you're doing it, again, like washing dishes, the Dayma, the Lokha is the nice person who can be served upon Erev Tashilim, and carrying a Maksa when you have an Erev, the nice will not be a problem in this case. The only problem is that the Sugi Rakhono, therefore the Erev Tashilim will fully cover this idiot, and if you can carry a kittel, any towels, if you step up an Erev in Shalayim, will not be a problem. Now, what needs Erev Tashilim? Erev Tashilim is a sugi mitzvah of oichel nefesh. We need to go eat. That means cooking, baking. What about things that are not cooking and baking? For example, neiros. Every isha lights neiros for Shabbos on Yom Tov. There's a bayah. How the world can do a lock of neiros on Yom Tov for Shabbos? So the question is, you need an Erev Tashilim. You need Erev Tashilim. Come over to Mechabin, see if you test. We need down the stump. You're screaming. You do not need an Erev Tashilim. You don't even need it. Why? This is the mitzvah to light Erev Shabbos. That's how the Maestro of Hashulah says the Ikla Lokha that way. I thought she didn't want to say, what are you talking about? So you call some Lokha. How in the world do you need an Erev Tashilim? If you will, especially in Hakila, a body, if you go away and you're not cooking, you're not baking, you're not doing anything, a Maestro of all not in there is. And therefore, the thing is, you need an Erev Tashilim. If the person with my name to say, what should you go do? Lock is, you should do Erev Tashilim, believe Rokha. Not a Rokha. That means if you can do no cooking, no 100%, no cooking, no baking, no nothing. Shell, if you need Erev Tashilim or not, no one will place when they say you should do Erev Tashilim, believe Rafa. Doim is this to say the same thing to have a sugya of Eitzo. In a place there's no Erev, you need an Erev Tashilim or not. Again, the shell, if you need Erev Tashilim or not, the lock is you do a Erev Tashilim, believe Rafa. Now, there are certain cases that are clear that it's visual. You take a raw piece of meat, cook, you need Erev Tashilim. Put up a soup, you need Erev Tashilim. Let's say things that only also with Sadr Rabbanim. The Sila Chachilo. You take your ready made roast that people made before Yom Tov, and you put it up Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos. You roast. Now it's cooked fully, only Bayah, no liquid, let's say inside. The Bayah is on the Sugyo of the Sino Lechachilo. Mestik Mevasha. But there's no dinner visual over here. The question is, this thing the Etzel would have been awesome to do. It's awesome. I hear it all right. The Sinah Hazil Meister should be awesome. So can you go, do you need an Erev Tashilim for this case? No, you need an Erev Tashilim. The question is, you need Erev Tashilim. Hoyle, Erev Tashilim, Matur Hoyle. I mean, you're doing it 100%, you're doing it for now. You're not doing it for now. If you have real oichim, you want to. You don't have real oichim. So you can probably make a drop on them. Come on, those one time, they'll be asked you, they kind of say, well, it's awesome. It's awesome. You need to have shield. And they will be asked to do it with the bracha. I started sharing with the other team, the Kodesh says, but my sister is a special over here. It's drop on a mastic no mash with the seal of the kilo. Therefore, he says, my sister should do it for shield. Believe bracha. Diamond, that they say, let's say you made a super ready. It's lakshin standing. Lashon Sunday, even Machlokes in Shana Ramot says the Machmer. Do you need an Erev Tashilim or not? Again, the same Shaila. The Yashu says Tzidkol Tzidkol with Machmer is also do Erev Tashilim with the Bracha. So the Tzidkol Tzidkol says, what are you talking about? The Chumah Ba'alma, the real Israel here. This is maybe Mechzi. The Yashu says do Erev Tashilim with the Bracha. So Ma'isa comes out to Shaila exactly what you go do when there's no real Israel Bishul. If you make Erev Tashilim with the Bracha without a Bracha. No, so if you can move after, then we make your shilim with a bracha. That's part of the.
No, you don't know if you can
cook something, do something. Now, who exactly is Erev Tashilim covering? I mean, usually the balabayas in the house, the man makes Erev Tashilim. Maita people in the house, so you push it, come on the rush and says, your wife and your kids, the maita are tawful to you, and then this will you. You make that Tashilim, they're tawful to you. Asad Sheni is also very simple. Let's say you have two people, two families, staying in one house, and each one eating their own table. The lockers are two separate families, two different foods, or two bakum and a deer have their own food. The lockers are two separate families, and therefore the lockers need two different Erev Tashilims. What to do, go do? They say you either make one a shliach, or you can buy the pot and the tablet together, but why do you need two Erev Tashilims? Then the question is, once we have this clear category, people are tuffle, or even on the category where two families eating on the table together, two pieces of two different families, two Erev Tashilim. There are numerous cases in between to discuss what makes someone be a tuffle. For example, let's say you go to your in-laws or your outlaws for Yom Tov, you sleep there, you eat there, you're there after all 3 days over there. Or anyone goes to, any person goes to Baal Habayis and stays there all 3 days. Are you tuffle because you're there for 3 days? Well, no, the nice, 3 days does not make you tuffle in the house. So the Maestro, Moshe comes up and says, Numus are front doors, Mahalat, you do not need Erev Tashilim. You eat, you sleep there, you're there the whole entire Yom Tov. The Lord in your Tophel, his Erev Tashilim, is going to touch you from your making Erev Tashilim, and you have your Erev Tashilim. You nifl with him. Outside of training, the Kodesh, he says, what do you mean, for 3 days you come to Tophel? You're there for a month, 2 months, 3 months, you can't part of the household. Not being there for 3 days does not make you trouble. Therefore, you need your own Erev Tashilim. You need your own Erev Tashilim. And the etzim, you really learn the sugya, so you sound like the same machlokes you have. And every Shabbos, so we raise some akimel when you go away for Shabbos, you think how lost there is. But Moshe of the other sheep tossed, he says, no, you're tossed, we don't need it. The Balabai slice there is, you toppled. Moshe will be the same thing. Kodeshani says over there, what? You're not toppled. Levadi in your own neighbors. Kodeshani over there says, what? Levadi not toppled. Levadi, you have to make your own neighbors. The voice sounds like the same machlokes. It rather does come out. He should not light Nevis, which is a couple, to make Eftar Shilu with a joke. Can't be take both sides perspective over here. Well, the Maisa is before that what you're doing, most points you're saying to get the Sikh of Oracle, that you are the Maisa, a couple to the people they stay by, you eat and sleep there for all 3 days. Now the question is, let's say you're not eating and sleeping there all 3 days, let's say you only eat there. Go back home, you go back home, you light at home Nevis, you make a tea at home. What is that? Significantly get out of Felix and not? Come on, help with Eretz Hashilim. Said, since the sugya of Eretz Hashilim is sugya nachilo, and what makes you mokum, the ikon thing makes you mokum is achilo, he's still a tuffle. He's still a tuffle. He's still nichol in the balabais. We have a mind to eat by your parents, all the meals. He's still a tuffle. I tell that training. Come on, Leonardo Gabriel and says, what are you talking about? Yes, what is it? Mekan lekan. You want to do it out of bracha? Debatina says, what? Forget you with the bracha. She's just eating there. She's just a guest in the house. She's not filled at all. Do it with the bracha. So what to go do? You're only eating one place. You're sleeping somewhere else in the shadow. What to go do? The answer Shilin Ha'orah gives an atheist. I'll give you a very simple answer. Let's say that Balabas is going to make a Shilin. You do it before them. And why not be nichol in his? And go make a bracha. Go make an Eretz Shilin. Because you can knock yourself before he does it. I have his parsha. I have mine not to become with his Eretz Shilin. So Yesh Lodim Panel Eitzah. Come up from the Dalman and he writes in Kishloimo, he wants to know, can my kid come along, he's 16 years old, once I taught you, I don't want to be kind with your Eftar Shilim, I'm going to knock myself out of the parasha, I'm going to make my Eftar Shilim before you make Eftar Shilim with the bracha. Can my kid go do that? The father not, the bracha in Tzricho. Can he go do that? If he's a topple, he's a topple. To go do that, the bracha in Tzricho. What's he father about Baal for the household, he can go do that. So Yesh Lodim Panel this Eitzah that the Eftar Shilim gives you, because if once you are a topple, who says you can take yourself out of the parasha? Unless you want to clear, you cannot get the yet beyond him, and only if you got to beyond him become a tuple, even though you plan to go to beyond him, so you're not a tuple yet, start clearing these shilas. What you go do, myself? Myself, you go do, you make after shilim, and you list someone else to make a bracha, or make mishliach for you to make a bracha. That's what you should do. That's the way around this whole machlokes. Anytime you have a question, what do you have after shilim? Either list somebody, or clean it with him, or make mishliach for you. Now this is a shaila. Let's say in general, let's say you're staying at home, you're eating at home, you're sleeping at home, everything's at home, and you have no das at all, not to cook, not to bake, not to do anything at all. So again, when you send me to the sukkim neighbors, you should make your eftar shilim, not a brachol. The myself, the person should make a brachol. Myself, maybe he'll cook, maybe he will bake. So really post him from the Zalman, from Yashim, Chavim Yashim, come home and take your plan, not at all to bake, not to cook, you know that's not your mahal, you have no desire at all, you cannot make a brachol. Again, there's a chiddush by a shtomach who wants to say that Zalbocha on Kleisel, come, go make your eftar shilim. Meister and Hovya, the Meister, you should not, it's not the way. The law is you plan not to bake and not to cook. You should not make Eftar Shilim with the bracha. Moshe come along and says, about to make Eftar Shilim, his wife, let's say you made food and got spoiled. Maybe you'll have to cook, you never know. You might make a tea, you might, you know, return your master, you might do these things. So 100% you plan not to bake, cook, about 100% you make Eftar Shilim. If you don't plan to bake, cook, you should not make it with a bracha. Again, you can also do Nevis, certainly we do Eftar Shilim, but we should not make a bracha in that case. They do discuss, let's say you do not plan to bake, you plan to cook. So I mean, what Eftar Shilim does leave over? Just an egg is enough, a piece of meat is enough. Well, the Maisa, also in the case of a challah. Which it sounds like fish will be enough. Maisa is from Faye. Faisal's minik is to pulse. The Shan is the minik. Therefore, don't get involved with how much you or not. Take your matzah, take your egg, and the Maisa go do both of them in that case. It's interesting a look at what McDonald's the cross discusses. What's the look of your fasting? The look at the Hilkos Rosh Hashanah, top cross Talik Zayin, that discusses. What are you allowed to fast Rosh Hashanah? There are two different hungers in the moment of Goyim and Yushayim. You're supposed to eat, you're supposed to fast. The law we task is that you make Simcha, it's a Makdash, and a Gecha. You have to go by your wife and present through Rosh Hashanah. We pass it in a Simcha. The argument would say the Maisa, a person is supposed to fast. So let's say a person fasts in Rosh Hashanah and it's arranging Nachamina, the gate of the Sukkot of Yalav Yovai. Let's say you forgot Yalav Yovai during the day in Rosh Hashanah. The Goyim say you're supposed to fast. Are you Chazer? The Bogar Avram says the Maisa person should not be Chayzor, either Chi of Sudo, Machlokes Chi of Sudo, not. We should be moving down to Machlokes Bogar Avram versus El Rabba. Who is from today? You forget Yalav Yama during the day. Should not be Chayzor, the same upon the Gahino Shito, that said the Lachis, he's supposed to fast Rosh Hashanah. Based upon this, if you fast Rosh Hashanah, can you make an Erev Tashilah? And if you do it to the help of cooking for yourself or for your cooking for other people, Kamal Ramani says, Allah is, it will not help the Erev Tashilim, not for yourself, but not for others. You cannot cook for others. So I said, we do not fast. Why is it the gate of Allah that fasting, the gate of Erev Tashilim? The question is, let's say you're fasting for something specific. I'm not going to eat this thing specifically. For example, let's say, Shavuos afternoon, and you eat your fleishiks. Friday, you want to cook milchiks. You wait 6 hours. You're fasting for milchiks. Can you come along and cook milchiks for Maisa on Friday afternoon? Or Shabbat? The same negates the sugya of milchiks over here. Come along with Benish Chayyah based upon the Ramon. He times the Maisa cannot cook milchiks. And the fast based upon the sugya of Ramon, those who are fasting no more, you have to eat it. So you're not allowed to. So, he just gives that oil. Those who come on over the morning, what after Shilam, oil is me for Urkham. He's not fasting, I'm fasting. Those who are organ them on general. If you go to Mahalach the Ramah, the Maishah, so it's like the Ramah that oil does not apply. He, me also, me personally, I cannot eat milchiks. So the halacha should be that I cannot cook milchiks on in the afternoon when I have fleishiks and shulas. When he also have fleishiks in the afternoon, Maishah, so Mzalman is a tzakbek two reasons. Those who are organ them on general, it's like the oil doesn't make too much sense. And secondly, he wants to kind of get nichol and oichol and nefesh of yontif. You are nichol, because 1% of things did not knock you on the parasha. And he wants to argue the tzarki and gozo upon tzarki and upon the benishchai. The maishah will tell us, ikka lofa should be for milchik, should not be a baya. Why? Especially since the chum ba'amla and the ikka you are eating. This is not specifically negated to the case of milchik. A similar case we discussed is that in 2 years and times from now, Pesach for the Ben Eri Sol can end on Friday. And then Shabbos can be Pesach and Ben Kutlois. That means Ben Kutlois wants to come in Pesach. Today, Geshmach can come in 2 years from now for Pesach. Because then we won't have gas prices only in Chomet. That's in Pesach. Everyone will be eating not Chomet on Shabbos. For 2 days straight. The question is like this. Maisa, what do you do on Pesach itself? We don't eat kidney at Pesach. The minute they Ashkenaz when they have rice, not kidney. Can you cook on Friday when you make it after Shilam to have kidney at Shabbos? But once this case is, the guy was having a Shalom Zoch on Friday night. How can a Shalom Zoch without Arpis? Can you design Arpis? Arpis is kidneys. Can a person go cook them on Friday for the case on Shabbos? Is Erev Tashilim covered or you're fasting from kidneys? You're not eating kidneys over here. What? Oh, so this is the question. You come on the Shmir Shabbos or Nevesel, they want to tell you the Maestro Sukkot. My son, I give to the kidneys, I give to someone's Zakhoilo, I give to kids, I give to the Svardi. They want to mess with Mokhtar. I said, Nemphal, bring your chloride. You think anyone can tell you to play chicks? You kidney cook milk chicks? I said, Nemphal, right. I don't know. The medicine guy is the kid. It's not me. I'll be a chloride. When you think you can't get milk in the play chicks, interesting, right? I tell Hashem, my son, well, both of them, because he's not allowed to. So if you're going to cook it, you're going to cook it. The person cannot cook it. Come find a Shabbos, but you're the author. They do come along and discuss maybe Kibrox is different. Well, I could Kibrox, the Kulayama is Mutter, it's a Gemara, that's a Tukumba Alma, there's a Masham based upon it. And therefore, come along and consider a vote that even though to mark my kidney is from the Kibrox of Friday Shabbos, that might be, you know, not going to be a problem. Now, practically, how the mice should make air? So, Shilam, the practical local air. First, we always have two things. We have the top shield or we have the fear. We have the fake. And the gate to the top shield, come along the bail off and says first, the mitzvah min amukhur the tachilo to go make the tafshul miyuchot for Erev Tashilim. That means you take the egg and do a miyuchot Erev Tashilim, you make the boss of miyuchot Erev Tashilim. It's a mitzvah min amukhur the whole focus of Erev Shabbos. That's a mitzvah amukhur. Avad again, you can use anything. Levana, the directing of the tachilo to make it for Erev Tashilim, the whole focus of Erev Shabbos. Now, what you go take, the tachilo, the aloch is zayin. We say, I'll sit in mitzvah, you take a nice piece of fish, a nice piece of meat, not to take something that's not nice, to kind of a mitzvah, but take a zoom to steak, presume a piece of fish, is the hidden mitzvah in the Indian over here. Now there is a minig that people take an egg. Where the minig of an egg come about? Come on the earth of Shulchan, and come on the Medish Chayes, it's very simple. There are no refrigerators in those days. What stayed around? An egg stayed around. That means it says the earth of Shulchan, the Medish Chayes, there's no minig per se to take an egg. That's just what came about for practical reasons, not mitzvah halacha. Therefore, come on the swam mitzvanenu and say, therefore, there's no minik silly to go take an egg. Take something, it's mufuba, take a piece of meat, take a piece of fish, the love not for a case of an egg, and not be mabat to the minik. Go to your minik over here that's taking an egg. Take anything that's kosher over here. The tafshul. The one right on the tafshul. Now, the halacha is come on the mitzvah and he says, this in the adapter, something that's mulafa boyas the pots. something you eat together with pasta. So, what do we eat with pasta? You come along and discuss different things. What do we eat with pasta? We say people eat shawarma with pasta, hot dogs, schnitzel, we have a schnitzel burger, different things you eat with pasta. Would anyone take steak and eat a steak inside your inside a sandwich? He says, yeah. But for cases, let's say chicken, or certain things people will not do. If you tell me that bossa is malafa to pasta, that's a normal standard derech that everyone does. You might do it once in a while, but that's a derech. Someone may have bounced it once in a time, you cannot use bossa as derech. Because right now, that's not the hogu to malafa to pasta. You might do it, but that's not the derech. Again, I said, make a mistake. You might do it, it's not the derech.
And a hamburger.
Anything. I tell the Shani the Yisrael, Yashim, Bander, Simchas Bander's son, Rachel Bander, known as the name of Erev Tashima. And come along with Yashim, he says, the Bander pot is, even the whole time Medina and all things, the Maitre, no one eats it with pots. He says, the Maitre, the Derek, you should not fill yourself up with butter. He says, anyone does it, it's tipshus. It means right from the Gemara, and the Bander, the correct way of eating is with pots. So all of us are tipshus, we don't eat with pasta, we just don't want to wash the bench. But the correct way is, we should not fill up a stomach full with pasta. That's not the correct analogy. And therefore, Vada, the analogy of the Metzias is a both malafa and a pasta. This is swerve, the Hashem. And therefore, you can do pasta. Quite interesting swerve. So the shallots use pasta, not they do point out, there are certain things, the ones they bring down, falafel balls, the kol ha'dei for Maitre, you know, in a pizza, that's only malafa and a pasta. It might not be choshev, the stomach is brought down, and he says, liver. Everyone eats liver with bread. That's the Metzias. Liver is kosher. Yom Shabbat. It's a wonderful covenant thing. He says, use a case of liver. The mice is, we tell me it's kosher. Waffles don't think it's kosher. The liver mice is not a problem. Egg and mice, most people also eat it with bread, also not a problem. Again, you want to be kosher. Use a case of liver. You make it beautiful. So, the Indian of Erev Tashilim is a beautiful thing. You don't do it inside Erev Tashilim. Which also be the same shiloh. So when do we eat fish with bread? We say, going to a mayor bounce for the Yishlo, what's going to do with a case of fish? Television might not be together. There are two things. Choshev, television, I don't think it's choshev. The variety, Shiva, changed the menu here. They gave you television now. Made cheaper. The dam is nice. Other things are nice. That thing that are nice. Not about eating bread.
What?
No, I don't think it's the choshev as that. It could be American Israeli. Well. Yes, Lord.
We
have a choshev.
We have a coffee also. 35 seconds.
They rip you off. What can I say? Yeah, good. They eat it together. People eat liver and bread together. That is the derech. That's clear. Right? Yeah. Come to this. So again, in shiloh, you need it or not. Again, egg is only that way, and liver is only that way. You can argue about fish. You can argue about meat. This is shiloh. A good question is how to exactly look at these things. That's the gate to the bishul shavoy. The gate to the pas shavoy. Interesting question. Did the pas have been mainly yuchod? Also, mishum and mukha, the gate to the sigil there of Erev Tashilim, might not put down the mishavoy. It's adopting the pashul and not the pas. The swerve behind it is we put ik in the pashul and not the pas. That means you already have your roll, you already have your challah. You don't have to make it yuchod and serve Shabbos. Again, there is one thing being it down that way. So the right of simple bottom points out that it's not put down that way. But the point of the pas is the pashul should be a mishum and mukha of yuchod Erev Tashilim. Mash ek. Not the case of the pasta. Now, what pasta gets used in Kampilo? The locus we pass with the Amgivayas, the Kampilo, a bale, the Vada, the Mitzvah, and Mukwa, that's something nice. Nice roll, nice challah, should be something that's nice over here. So, again, so now we have these two things over here. Practically, we have our nice liv over here, and we have our nice challah or mat over here. They put them together. How practically go do it? The first thing I point out, you pick it up, you hold it with your hand. Now, why exactly with your hand? It's a Sugmitat Brach, every Brach we hold inside your hand. Now when you hold it in your hand, you say the bracha with the nusach afterwards. Nusach of Badein Aruvei. So you pick it up and you hold it and say, Badein Aruvei. Which hand hold it in? You hold it in your right hand like four brachas. The guys, they do say even the left hand, the shalom should go too. They want to tie the also to the right hand. Also, now the luck is you have to say two things. Number one, the bracha, and number two, the Hadein, the nusach. It's not the bracha is not ma'akiv. It's not ma'akiv. It's not the nusach, the shalom is ma'akiv. Now after rubbing it down, it says the luck is it's to be ma'akiv, it's not to the nusach. You have to say the nusach. The scribbling down, those are the fact that maybe it's not ma'akiv nusach. Point of shalom, but why do we say the nusach? The correct way to say the nusach, you have to understand it. You have to know what you're saying. Different Israelis, you should say in Hebrew, you're American, you should say in English, you have to understand it. Most of us understand Aramaic, you say in Aramaic, just maybe say it in English once, then maybe you have to follow exactly what you're saying, and you maybe focus on the words that you're saying. But then, you have to understand exactly what you're saying over here. So you pick it up, you say the bracha, and you say the nusach hadein, you say it in English, understand exactly what you're saying. Now, you're doing it after a feeling, you finish, what's halacha, you can cook only from Friday to Shabbos. You cannot cook from Thursday to Shabbos. Erev Tashlim is only matzah Friday and not Thursday. So now you have this Erev Tashlim over here. What's the halacha? What do you do on Shabbos? It comes Shabbos. Again, you have to make sure it stays around till Shabbos. If you eat it, you have no Erev Tashlim. You have to make sure it stays around. What you go do with it? Does it come along? They say based upon the Gemara on Shabbos could be zayin, but the sugi of Eretz Tanchumim, the grove over there being down of Ami of Avdi, they took the Eretz Tanchumim and they made lechem mishnah out of it. Based upon this, come along the Mishnah and says you take your challah or your matzah and use it for lechem mishnah Friday night. Use it for lechem mishnah Shabbos morning. Use it for lechem mishnah Shabbos shulis because once you do one mitzvah with it, do a second mitzvah with it, and then Shabbos shulis doesn't need it. That's what you go do with it. Again, you want to do one mitzvah of Erev Tashilim. Now do not a mitzvah of a lechem mishnah over here. Now there is an interesting shiloh. Can you take the lechem mishnah, the challah? The Shmuel says do it once for a night, Shabbos morning, and Shabbos shulis. Why not take it and use it for lechem mishnah on Yom Tov also? Why not on Yom Tov? They bring down from the Ashram, they have Hamid on Yom Tov also. The reason we're factoring upon that they point out is the Maisa, let's say you plan to eat Erev Tashilim Thursday and Friday. You plan to eat it. Someone from Shabbat says it's not nichol to get an Erev Tashilim. You cannot plan to eat it. The law says you have to plan to leave it for Shabbos. Not because you have Shabbos in Kashrut. You have to plan to leave it for Shabbos. That means it's not ready to be eaten Thursday, Friday. So the second lechem mishnah, you eat a lechem mishnah that's not ready to be eaten. In which place you can say you're not allowed to. It has to be ready to be eaten. You can't take a chal that's not ready to be eaten. Use the lechem mishnah. The example of the Shtakas Svora, and it seems to be the analogy is not to use this challah as a lechem mishnah on Yom Tov, only use this challah as a lechem mishnah on Shabbos. That's mitzad the challah shavoy. Now they do point out, let's say your analogy is like the going shita, is that you cut both challahs Friday night, the lechem mishnah is you take the challah, use it Friday night for lechem mishnah, and then cut it. You want to use it, not leave it over. Some people have, you cut only one challah Friday night, one Shabbos morning, excuse. Three times the lechem mishnah. You are obligated to cut everything Friday night. To cut it Friday night, eat it Friday night. So they get to the tafshul what to go do with it. Again, some of the place can say, eat it. So you have Shabbos, the Zohar, it's coming to the Shabbos, the Shabbos over here. We definitely go to after Shabbos and then until next week to find it and get rid of it. You're supposed to eat it. Now, what exactly do we eat? Whatever it's more mukhubad. So the Zalman says, if it's something that's more fresh at Friday night, eat it Friday night. Something that's made for Shabbos day, so from the Zalman, everyone eats eggs in the civil. Shabbos morning, it says with egg, if you made it with egg, eat it Shabbos morning. With liver, you eat it, it's Shabbos morning. So when to go eat it? When's the correct time? When's the most appropriate time? That's when the person should have to eat it. Just to be Messiah, there's a shlo over here, coming down, that eating over here, the Zvikas HaMitzvah, you should have to all mitzvahs living in the gates of the Sugya of Erev Tashilim. It says technically the kind of mitzvah with the Gzayas, you actually can take a polka. But it's not nice. Shemachav the mitzvah should not be mitzvah Kalav Einov. He points out that by Rav Avinu, he kept tarig mitzvahs. He even kept the Rabbanon. With the Chazal being down, he even kept Erev Tashilim. That's an example that Avar of Rav Avinu went to keep the Rabbanon, even Erev Tashilim he kept. The Shlo being down, it's like this is based upon why exactly Erev Tashilim. This is how far even Avram Avinu, this is going on for thousands of years now, of Erev Tashilim. Therefore, Yukud, that the Gate to Hashanah, that we know that especially Meshu, we take our more Kumras over here, not to have Pas Akum or Kedaimu, not to be Makbin and Kholi. So, therefore, especially here in this time, we should be Makbin, have the Spirit of Mitzvah, make sure it is more Kumra, and Taka Adi Zer, we deserve to have a Tzimah, good Tzimah, for you.